Lots of gyrations going on, but at least we're having some positive ones. Obviously, Palantir beat, got it higher. That stock gapped up, starting to back and fill a bit, but it's obviously the guidance was incredible. The other stock that's doing even better than Palantir today is Woodward. That's WWD. They beat, got it higher. They're in aerospace business. And make all kinds of critical parts for turbines and things. So that's good. That's the aviation boom, as well as the turbines are going in all the data centers and all. Okay, so what else is happening? Obviously, you see that gold's up 7% today. So we're having a big reversal in the metals market. I do want to mention that that big gold sell-off on Friday after Kevin Warsh was nominated by President Trump. Silver obviously contracted 30%, and a lot of the speculation was in silver. But if you look at the sales in gold and everything in the last couple of days, the volume was very light. So gold is fine. You can go to Costco, you can't buy gold. You go to your gold dealer, you can't find it. They're still making more of it, and the central banks are still buying it. So gold is fine, but silver is going to be much more volatile and much more speculative. And I don't have any pure silver plays. I have some gold stocks that have silver operations, but I don't have any pure silver plays, and I'm happy to stick with gold. And believe it or not, we're up to 20 of them now because I found another one to buy. Okay, what I want to talk to you about is France. Their inflation is running 0.4%. They are going to fall in deflation soon. And I need to explain to you why. France, as a society, isn't creating households anymore. They crossed a critical path where the deaths exceed the births. And they're not assimilating all their immigrants. So basically, they're going to have shrinking households. So they're going to be no different than southern Italy, Greece, Japan. And what happens when a society shrinks? You get deflation, especially in real estate. That's why you buy gold, because you're worried about deflationary forces enveloping the gold. And the deflationary forces are coming from demographics. Okay? So the most obvious example is China. China has had hideous deflation since May of 2022. So soon they're going to have 4 years of deflation. Their rates are lower than Japan. The only way they can fix it is devalue the currency. So when you look around the world, okay, you can put your money in China, wait for the currency devaluation, earn next to nothing interest. Okay, and it's also hard to get your money out of China. It's another matter. You can go to Japan, you get very low rates, but they're trying to stimulate their economy, but, you know, they're an aging society, although Japan's very productive. You go to Britain, what did Britain do? Well, they chased out the rich, and now they have to raise taxes on the middle class, and half the Brits can't even pay their electric bill. They have to be subsidized. So they don't look too good. You can go to France. Let's see, what happened? Oh, they can't pass a budget. Marie Le Pen controls parliament. Their deficit's getting bigger. They have these demographic issues. So you've got a problem in Northern Europe, in Asia, and the world's shrinking. Only America and India are now growing, okay, in households. And as India urbanizes, they're going to stop growing. But they're still growing right now. So now, if you noticed, when we got our statistics in America, we're growing a lot slower. And some of it's the crackdown on immigration, making sure we have legal immigrants. And so this is going to be very, very interesting, okay? So we have a new Fed chair. Now, he's not going to talk about interest rates during his confirmation hearings. But he's going to talk about quantitative easing because he's a big critic of it. And that's where you print money. He wants to downsize the Fed. He thinks it's too big. But there's still going to be pressure for the Fed to cut because of the job market. Now, we're not going to get the job number on Friday because of the partial government shutdown, the fact of the Labor Department. We will get an ADP report, and we'll see how that is. And I feel very, very good. I'm happy having all these gold stocks. They have very good sales and earnings. And one last thing about gold. There's a technology called heap leach. That's basically you find gold in the soil. If the concentration's right, then you can run it through cyanide and all the other things they use to extract gold. And so they know for so many tons of gold, so many tons of dirt, how many ounces of gold they're going to get. If you wonder why most of the gold mines are in Nevada, at least in America, it's because the water table's low. Because the more you dig down, eventually you hit water. So heap leach is kind of like fracking for oil. It makes the gold mines more productive. And a lot of our gold miners are doing that. And that's why their sales and earnings are so spectacular. So just like fracking made the Permian Basin a big deal, you know, the heap leach is really helping the gold miners. Now, this technology has been around for a long time, but it's being more and more widely used, and that's that. So I feel pretty good here, folks. Earnings are working. Gold's rebounding. Are there worries? Yeah, sure. There's always going to be concern, but we had a phenomenal ISM manufacturing number at the start of the week. So manufacturing turned up after being down for 12 straight months. That's going to add to GDP growth. Are we at 5% now? Maybe not, okay? We're high fours, though, okay? We still got to work on that trade deficit to make sure we get 5% GDP growth. So we have to keep an eye on where the trade deficit is. But we are a huge exporter in America of pharmaceuticals, of gold, of all these energy products. So a lot of things are going on. And there's a lot of tension in the world, especially the U.S. and Iran right now. But there's things going on in the Caribbean. You know, Russia's in Cuba starting to maybe evacuate some people. We'll see. It's gotten to be very, very interesting. But in the end, we're the oasis. We're the economic engine of the world. We're going to have double-digit earnings growth all year on the S&P 500. Of course, my stocks have much stronger sales and earnings. Analyst revisions are positive. Companies are guiding higher. It's a great time, folks. So hang on. Enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier.